was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls strings. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride. They claim to seek a new world order, nations without borders, but don't believe the lie. Even in this wealthy nation, it could come down to starvation in the twinkling of an eye.
Welcome, welcome, Resurrection Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tonight, Pizzagate. A subject that is painful as painful can be to talk about, to deal with. It is it's mind-numbing when you come down to it. It really is. I have immersed myself in this subject matter. I really wanted to find holes in this story. I just didn't want to believe it was this big, even though it came through and seemed to be pointing to certain individuals who certainly are no favorite to me. Major news networks are discussing the surface of this. The surface being the Epstein-Bill Clinton connection. We're going to get to that in a few minutes, but I want to start off tonight with sharing with you a link that I'm going to be sharing immediately following this show. I want to give a shout out to a researcher that goes by the name of Titus Frost, who put together an excellent presentation of which I'm going to share a few minutes with you in just a few seconds. Mike, if you could cue that past our intro, that first clip. And, you know, there's a phenomenon that has occurred. I don't know if the federal government intended this effect. I know that they've permeated the alternative media with disinformation stations. But what is occurring is that the internet community, and there have been several officials that have said, you know, it would have been better if we never would have invented the internet, because they, of course, they're claiming a lot of this is false news and fake news, and the government can't control the flow of this information. Well, yeah, that's the whole point. But see, the government is the people. So the people really are controlling the flow of information, and they are trying very hard to take that away from us. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the show as well. But if you could, Mike, please roll Pizzagate, DC pedophilia.
This is Titus Frost, spitting truth, causing glitches in the Matrix.
Fitness, all these big websites on the DG's hit list. Upstream fitness, can that shit keep the pain time healthy quickness? Is it a wonder that the hackers of the world making front page news across the globe with all the exploits? And they try to lock us up by the truckload, fuck no.
Thank you for taking the time to view this documentary. The topics I'll be discussing are very disturbing and frightening. I'd like to warn anyone watching this that this information is not only disturbing, but extremely important. The implications of this information mean that children of very young ages could be in harm's way as you are watching this film. Please do whatever you can to help spread this information so this doesn't just get cataloged away like events in the past have. Such as the Conspiracy of Silence, also known as the Franklin Credit Union Scandal. Also accounts of children in Hampstead, England, which have all been forgotten, and little to no justice ever for the victims. The massive pedophilia rings surrounding Jimmy Savile in the United Kingdom. The revelations regarding Jeffrey Epstein, his child, Pedophile Island. This lack of action by the authorities is only allowed because the information was downplayed and hidden by a media that, according to my investigations, is involved. All of these accounts, including Pizzagate, involve similar accounts of satanic ritual abuse, child pedophilia, and pedosadism, human trafficking, human sacrifice, and cannibalism by members of the highest levels of government, but also includes average people, for example, teachers in the education system. Making this film has caused me personally to fear for the safety of many children out there. I will continue to keep accumulating links and evidence on my Steemit blog post. I feel it was a moral obligation to share this information, and I could not just stay silent. If this is not enough information to force a legitimate investigation by a law enforcement agency of these people, then I don't know what would be. Please watch and understand not all the information is 100% accurate, but this is the best I could do to filter truth from fiction in this case. I am not accusing anyone of being involved. I am merely asking for an investigation to be done by any law enforcement agency that has the authority to do so. Take care and please research all of this yourself.
And I think the reason this is allowed to continue is outlined by Adam Weishaupt, the founder of the Bavarian Illuminati, at the behest of the Rothschild family. And Adam Weishaupt states, "Monetary and sex bribery was to be used to obtain control of men already in high places, in the various levels of all governments and other fields of endeavor. Once influential persons had fallen for the lies, deceits, and temptations of the Illuminati, they were to be held in bondage by application of political and other forms of blackmail, threats of financial ruin, public exposure, and physical harm, even death to themselves and loved members of their families." And I think that's what's going on here. This is the fourth branch's way, the bankster's way, to control politicians through blackmail.
So now that new information has come up, we need to go back over all of this and compile all of the evidence that's been compiled on my Steemit blog and on the YouTube video and on my Twitter account since I posted the first video. So this all started when code words were found in the WikiLeaks emails regarding Wiener and Podesta. So in my first video on the subject, we went over some of the code words as they were all foreign to me. And some of these are still correct, and I think some of them need to be amended. So, hot dog equals boy, pizza still equals girl, cheese equals little girl, pasta equals little boy, ice cream equals male prostitute, walnut I think has a different meaning. I think it means term for immature vulva or a undeveloped vulva. So, for like the genitalia of a very young girl. So these code words are important because these were all found in the emails of John and Tony Podesta, and they were also found, I believe, on the emails from Anthony Weiner. So it's important to remember these because this is how we're going to analyze the data. So this all came up when the FBI started reinvestigating Anthony Weiner's emails because of the sexual nature of his crimes. And also this image popped up regarding a possible abduction of a Madeleine McCann overseas, and this was the image of her captor, but there's lots of conflicting stories regarding this, and I'm not sure what to make of this, if this is just a fake rabbit hole or if this is something actually real. More investigations needed. Of course, the information in the police sketches are very damning, and no one has been able to refute any of this. So, as far as I'm concerned, this does look like Tony Podesta, John Podesta, and Anthony Weiner are all connected to this girl's abduction, but, you know, who knows, with all the disinformation that's out there. Just as a quick wrap-up, here's a quick compilation of all the photos, and we're going to go over a bunch of these again in this video, just for documentary purposes, but these are a lot of the photos that were found on Jimmy Comet's Instagram page. And there's obviously a connection here to the spirit cooking rituals that this guy's involved with. And as you can see here, that he probably does actually do the bloodletting, which is why his hands are all messed up. And this is just all very crazy. And a lot of the people that are in this little pedophile ring group of friends are all fans of Marina.
Yeah, now folks, there's a reason I'm playing this for you. This is primarily a video presentation. And in this video presentation, there are images. These images are so disturbing. They're literally so disturbing that they cannot be explained. This presentation by Titus Rust, I wanted you to hear basically the opening to it to understand what it was and what course and what tack that this presentation by Titus Rust was going to show you. We're not going to run this whole clip. I wanted you to hear the beginning to get an idea of what it was I wanted you to see and hear. This is important that you put your eyes upon this. For listeners out there, I know that we have a few that don't have access to computers, that listen by their phone or satellite or radio, however they listen. Folks, you need to get yourself to a computer and you need to see this for yourself. This is literally everything that we have been saying, and you know, it brings me back to a few individuals who I would like to, first of all, because they have been so horribly attacked at times, to thank. One of which is Bill Cooper, Hour of the Time, who was an inspiration to me in many ways. Another one is Anthony J. Hilder, who I consider a friend and a mentor, a man who took the time out of his busy schedule to sit for hours upon hours with me. Both
So I think we lost Tom for a little bit. I find this whole subject matter just so deeply disturbing. It's unbelievable. There's certainly a special place in hell for these kind of people. The bottom line is that the scandal is so far and wide-reaching. It goes all the way back to Jimmy Savile and his pedophile ring. It goes pretty much all, I think it encircles the globe, but the good thing that could come from this, is beyond it being shut down immediately, hopefully, is that if we can nail these people to the cross, I think that we can, I think we can go a long way into solving a lot of our problems, because the very people involved in this are also the same globalist. I don't want to even use that language, but they're so upsetting. but the same globalists and same people that are trying to take down our country. And I don't know. It's just beyond disturbing. If anybody has any comments to share, feel free to call in. Hopefully we'll get Tom back on here shortly. I think that it's just hard to even put this into words. I was watching a video clip of Best of Pizza and some of the activities they have going on there. As a matter of fact, they had an undercover reporter go in there, and just coming in there, just the satanic presence and demonic presence that this guy, and he said he's not even all that spiritual of a person, but he said he just sensed that there's absolutely something wrong with this place. There's all this demonic artwork all over the walls. But what's funny is that the waiter or whatever that came over to help them started just, you know, using these weird terms and describing the menu and talking about things. It just was totally off. Well, he got up and told them at least that he was looking for the restroom, and he found almost like this hidden door, and he pushed it open, and he could see it went down a corridor or what have you, but they came over and, you know, what are you doing? Oh, I was just looking for the restroom, he says, you know. And when he goes back to the table, within 5 minutes, the manager came over and basically had a police officer with him, so they got a cop in there that fast. So you know they have corrupt police assistants in there covering up their crimes in their operation. But, you know, the manager said, I'm refusing service to you. You need to get out of here immediately. And the cop escorted him out of there. So they sensed the same thing he did, but in the reverse. I remember a story of these young teenage girls going, I don't remember what the name of the band was, but it was one of those cult bands, and you know, deep into the occult, you know, witchcraft and all that, and they were very open about it. Well, these two teenage girls who were Christians and from Christian families and whatnot got backstage passes at this concert they went to, and when they went to go backstage, the band had with them a high level satanic priest / witch that was screening the people as they were coming through. Well, when the two girls came up to get through the line, to the backstage, the witch basically said, "Halt! Stop right there! Hold it! These two cannot come in. And then there was a big ruckus, and one of the band members came over, and the roadie manager came over and said, "Okay, what's the problem here? What's the problem? These two can't come in. Well, why not? Because they have a legion of angels." And so, see, the people on the dark side, they can sense, you know, the Lord, the presence of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, the angels. They can sense the same thing we Christians can sense in terms of the demonic and the dark side.
So, they sure can.
Works in both directions. Yeah. And so, is Tom back? Are you back, Tom?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, earlier today, as I was preparing this, my internet went down for many hours. We had a strong signal right before we went and started the show. And then, of course, I just, both of my devices seized up just now. And like, I'm not all conspiratorial, but we are fighting an info war here. And there are people that do not want us talking about this and getting it out to the public. And it was kind of funny because both my devices that I was using for tonight's broadcast went out, but Lori's internet was the only one that was working on something that she was doing completely unrelated to Pizzagate. So it makes you want to think, what don't they want our public to hear? You can't hold this information back. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect Republic. Truth Radio broadcast on our behalf.
This is the most transparent administration in history. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to be releasing some videos over the course of the next few days, hopefully if we get to do that, one of which is an audio analysis with filtered audio of an anonymous child crying out to a couple passing by Comet Pizza. This was taken in the street. It contains the original footage and enhanced video. There have been citizen journalists who apparently have rallied immediately to Comet Pizza in Washington, D.C., which is a place that is involved, for those of you out there in our listening audience that don't know, this D.C. Elite gathering place is kind of like a rundown pizzeria that has the owners, the employees, and the network of their friends on social media. As soon as this story started breaking, internet researchers, as well as myself and a lot of other people, immediately started flocking and capturing as many of these people's accounts, their pages, their photographs. The photographs that we found, when I tell you, are, you know, the mainstream media is calling this a witch hunt, and they're saying that, you know, we're harming people and all of this. Folks, we have photographs of kids taped, I'm talking about taped to a table, with comments that cannot be explained. We have the FBI who has given us, has deciphered a lot of this pedo talk, this symbolistic and cryptic speak that pedophiles use, showing up in these emails in the forms of sentences that make no other sense in conjunction with this pizza parlor. Now, why is pizza a part of it? Well, pizza is, and I think that it, by a de facto, a kind of pizza got included in this because pizza became one of the pedophile words. You know, cheese, pizza, chicken lovers, these different things, they mean different things in the pedophile world. So once that was established, the next obvious thing for these folks to do is to go into that line of business, and you can often use those words, and it doesn't raise suspicion. However, the way in which you use the words needs to make sense. You know, if you have chicken lovers cheese pizza for $6.95, meat lovers cheese pizza for $8.95, whatever it is, that would make more sense. But when you see these words being used in email, like, found your black and white handkerchief, it looked map-related. I mean, the sentences don't make any sense unless you apply the FBI's pedophile code to it. If you do, it all makes sense. Now, there was a gentleman who showed up at Comet Pizza, and James Alifantis, who we have a photograph of wearing a T-shirt that says, "I heart les enfants." Now, let me translate that for you, since I'm Italian and I knew what that was. It sickened me as soon as I saw it. I love children. In the same pizzeria that you have artwork on the walls that show demonistic cannibalism, folks, I tell you what. If this is not real, which I highly doubt, but if this is not real, and I mean a really big if it's not, it has to be one of the biggest psychological operation plans to attempt to discredit everyone aside from mainstream media. Now, I wouldn't put that past them. However, there are many other facts that start when you start adding them up in the connections and the comments and these people. One message between one of these folks towards another one, a text message, a screen capture that was caught, is you need to give your children up. What did it say? Do you remember, Mesmer, the text message? Kids are for stealing and for having fun with. Get over it.
Yep.
I'm like, yep. I can't believe that I'm reading this, man. Folks, this is big. This is huge. This is exactly what Weishaupt, this is exactly what they were talking about controlling politicians through sex bribery. Folks, we'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Republic Truth Radio, broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am, right now, as I speak, posting to my Facebook account a tweet from the 4th of February, 2011. The tweet went out on Andrew Breitbart's Twitter account. You will be soon getting it on Twitter as well, which auto-posts everything I post on Facebook. I'll be sending it to our producer, and we'll be putting it on the Facebook page of Republic Broadcasting Network, as well as on the website and on resurrectorepublic.com. And let me read this to you, and I want you to think for a moment. Why? Everyone suspected that Andrew Breitbart might not have met with a natural death, right? So listen to the following tweet. Long before WikiLeaks, long before the DNC was brought down, here we go. Hal, progressive guru, PROG guru, John Podesta, isn't household name as world-class underage sex slave op cover upperer defending unspeakable dregs escapes me. I call that a smoking gun, folks. John, your comment on that?
Yeah, that's definitely a smoking gun. And that, you know, goes back to the point that I was making when you were off it, which was, you know, what's the good thing that could come from this, you know, beyond the obvious, which is shutting this crap down ASAP, but is that these are the same players that are destroying this republic. If we can take them down on this,
sure,
we might go a long way to solve a lot of our problems. I mean, these are the same bastards,
sure,
doing all the other stuff. It's unbelievable.
Well, you know, it to me, I mean, it's not as, I mean, to you and I would say the word unbelievable. Yeah, it's unbelievable to the concept of a mind who's not evil. However, it makes perfect sense that the world bankers would bankroll finance and put into positions of power some of the most twisted and diabolical minds that they could use this over, because if the general public ever truly really opens their eyes and realizes, these people would be killed, tarred, feathered, jailed, just like Weishaupt said. This is exactly what they said that they were going to do. We found out about it, thank God, to a bolt of lightning in Bavaria a very, very long time ago, that knocked a rider off a horse that was carrying many of these papers, Weishaupt's papers. It was a miracle. It was an act of God itself that gave us a lot of the information that tells us that everything that they have said over the course of time, these people on the right and the left can call these conspiracy theories all they want. That is exactly what Rome was built upon, criminal conspiracies. It was brought down by criminal conspiracies, as is this republic being brought down by criminal conspiracies. And people who, and we have wondered why and how some of these folks, well, they'll tell us that they're going to do this, 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 and that, and then they go ahead and they do this, 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 and that, and that's nothing of what they said they were going to do. Why are they doing this? Well, here you go. It's quite simple. You're going to vote for the TPP, or we will expose you. Or they'll find your pornography. Or they'll find, you know, Bing, and there you go. That's how they control these folks. Until organizations come along that throw a monkey wrench in their program and expose them anyway. Then they're backpedaling, right, to try and make it all seem as though it's not real. It's just, you know, I'm not saying anybody here is guilty 100%. I'm not making any direct accusations, except that the evidence and the circumstantial evidence, certainly, and many of these photographs, I don't care what kind of people these are, you cannot explain away. In a place where the kind of artwork is on the walls that was in this place, Comet Pizza, you cannot explain away photographs of kids being taped to tables, being called new menu items. You can't
I don't care what you're into. Tom, you talked about Comet Pizza, right? Well, a block from there is the best pizza. Yeah, and Best of Pizza.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just
and,
a block. And the best of Pizza, they have all that same artwork all over the walls. They've got a hidden door in the wall that goes beyond that, some corridor going down someplace. And then in the basement floor, they've got their ping pong tables where they have these underground late night, these ping pong tournaments that supposedly start at 10 o'clock at night where children come. Can you believe people? It's just, it's off the charts. And there's even a photograph of Obama playing ping pong in one of these places with one of these kids. But, you know, to me, most of the evidence that I've been looking at is more overt than anything. When you immerse yourself in a body of research and you start developing just a very strong conviction, usually one way or the other. It's not that often where it's just kind of open-ended. Well, I don't know about you, Tom, but my just overwhelming sense and the direction of the spirit, if you will, is this is an evil situation and there is a massive guilt and this is gonna blow up far and wide. I don't think at all that this is just gonna come to nothing and we're gonna find out that this was all just circumstantial and there's nothing behind it. I think the opposite's true. I think this is just going to absolutely blow up, and this could take down a lot of the mainstream media too, because when people discover that this is true and real and then correlate that to the fact that the mainstream media has tried to cover it up, whatever ounce of credibility that they have left is going to be shattered. It's going to be completely gone. And I would take delight in hanging these people from the rafters by their neck for what they've done to these kids. There you have it. Okay, so yeah, I think that we need, I hate to say it, but I mean, this is how I feel. I think that there needs to be a public hanging. There's probably going to be hundreds or thousands of people involved. We hang them all. Do it in public. Because we need to scare the whatever out of anybody else trying to do this. And it just goes to show how corrupt that 10-mile square Washington, D.C. has become. Just how evil, how corrupt. I've talked to people that when they fly into Washington, D.C., they can just start sensing,
there we go again.
Yep.
Knocked out again.
Yep.
Now, tell
That's
me,
okay.
on any of my listeners have been listening to this show for a long time. Can any of you tell me when I've been knocked off the air two or three times in the same show? I mean, it happens. Sometimes you get a hiccup. But not like this, man. I am, getting crunched
for
communications.
The powers that be, they're aware of this radio program, and they're aware of your locale and you, and, they may not have disturbed the show up to this point, but that doesn't mean they're not doing it now, because they keep tabs on it, and they keep tabs on you. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah, I know. Dear Heavenly Father, Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight and we ask your blessing, your protection. We ask that you back our endeavor to expose the truth and to fight back against these Satanists. We know, Father, that they said that they would come and that the pure doctrine of Lucifer would be brought out into the light. I believe that is what we are seeing happening. And I ask from strength and protection, and I bind all of this evil from being able to attack, or damage our mission. They may make it difficult, but we will continue on. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Yeah, and Lord, please protect the children, Lord God. Send your
children
legions of angels and protection around them.
Yes. There will be a response. There will be an answer. They will be avenged.
Oh, there's no way. There's no way the American people are going to let this go. And the patriots and the citizen journalists and everybody that is already aware of this and is already, you know, on the case, they're not going to let it go. This is not going to just go away.
Nope.
And when this goes far with the American people, oh, you watch out. The beast,
this is go time now.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
And folks, I think that we're probably gonna call it on an hour tonight for this broadcast, because I'm not going to keep going on and off and on and off. What I'm going to do is take measures so that, well, I'll try and take measures so that this doesn't happen again tomorrow night. But we have just released on rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com, and we're going to be putting together a spot on our website. As soon as I get it, the server secured to the next step, because one of the things I didn't get to share with you is the Daily Sheeple. They went after their, they went and directly contacted their web hoster, and they had their site torn down for sharing the WikiLeaks Pizzagate information. They didn't go to the owners of the website like they typically do. DMCA copyright image of a report that they did. Okay? So the Daily Sheeple was taken down for almost a day. They had to fight. They had to, and even the link of Pizzagate, it comes up account terminated or suspended. This is going to be now a serious information war we're engaged in, because they are not, I don't care how small of a broadcast, how big of a broadcast, the mainstream media is not really reporting this. So what I want to do, though, before we go, I want to roll clip two in that presentation that I sent to you on blogspot.com. Mike, can you roll clip two? This is the mainstream media just talking about the periphery of this scandal, trying to, I think, bounce it off the water like skipping a rock off the surface of the water. Go ahead and roll that clip two.
I'm one of the editors over at the Daily Sheeple, and as you guys have seen, our site was down earlier.
Wrong one. Clip two in the Blogspot article.
Donald Trump kissed a woman in a bathing suit. Trump hits back. Tell me about the president's relationship with a guy named Jeffrey Epstein. That's your tennis match.
What's that? What do you mean?
Jeffrey Epstein, who has been going to jail for being with underage girls, boys, whatever it is, and Bill Clinton, it's a very good friend of his, spent a lot of time with him, a lot of plane rides, and there's going to be a lot of questions about that. I'm just telling it like it is. That is the new story that is going to be the ultimate counterattack. Nobody wants to talk about it, but that's the fact.
Yeah, the large...
I will say, this was a blind spot for me, I guess, because I'm not in New York, sort of New York circles. This is something I have been hearing about for a year and a half. I don't know why. I don't know the whole story or anything, but I keep having reporters say this is going to blow up.
Well,
this is MSNBC.
There are going to be a series of constant updates from the Trump campaign about the life of a former president of the United States, Bill Clinton, over the last 10, 15 years, what he's been doing, what he does. They are going there. Everybody knows they're going there. This is going to be incredibly ugly.
Steve Schmidt, do you go there? If you're Donald Trump, do you risk it blowing up in your face?
I don't think there's any question that they're going to go there. And as Mike just pointed out, there hasn't been a lot of public discussions about the president's personal life over the last 10 to 15 years. I think that's going to change. I don't think it's a question of whether Donald Trump should do it, whether it's good for the election, whether it's good for democracy, good for America. I think there's a 100% chance he's going there.
And what does that have to do with Hillary Clinton?
The New York Times just gave him no choice.
Well, you know, look, part of the formulation of the Clintons, you know, going back to the 92 election, is you get two for the price of one. And so when Hillary Clinton out there yesterday is talking about, I'm going to put my husband in charge of reviving the economy in Kentucky for the coal miners, he's very much going to be a part of the campaign.
We begin with a story of sex slaves, underage girls, a billionaire, murder, a prince, and at least one former U.S. president. What has been the biggest scandal in the U.K. since World War II has now come to the U.S., and it may involve former President Bill Clinton. The story surrounds this man, billionaire Jeffrey Epstein, who served time in 2008 for soliciting prostitution. That charge came as part of a plea deal. It all began in 2005 when Epstein was investigated after a woman reported that he paid her 14-year-old daughter $300 for sex. And since that initial claim, there have been more than 40 women who have come forward with claims that Epstein is a sexual predator and that he not only abused them, but shared them with famous and powerful friends. Well, flash forward to today, and a lawsuit is underway in Palm Beach, Florida. In that lawsuit, multiple mentions of former President Bill Clinton, who reportedly took multiple trips to Epstein's private island. You see it here. It's called Little St. James. It all happened between 2002 and 2005. Now, according to testimony in the lawsuit, at least one woman on that compound was there unwillingly. She is referred to as Jane Doe 102. She was forced to live as one of Epstein's underage sex slaves for years and was forced to have sex with politicians, businessmen, royalty, people working in academics, etc. Now, to be clear, in 2008, when the plea deal happened, Clinton cut off ties to Epstein, but maybe not. According to the UK Daily Mail, the lawsuit claims that Clinton was friends with an unnamed woman who kept images of naked underage children on her computer, helped to recruit underage children for Epstein, and photographed underage females in sexually explicit poses. Now, while Clinton cut off ties with Epstein, this woman's abuses apparently did not end their relationship, as she was reportedly one of the 400 guests at Chelsea Clinton's 2010 wedding. So what did Bill Clinton know? What was he a part of? According to The Smoking Gun, as part of a civil suit filed against Epstein by several of his victims, lawyers for the women floated the possibility of subpoenaing Clinton, since he might well be a source of relevant information about Epstein's activities. Now, while Clinton was never deposed, lawyers obtained Epstein's computerized phone directory, which included email addresses for Clinton, along with 21 phone numbers for him, including those for his assistant, Doug Band, according to a court filing. Now, I spoke earlier with Dennis Hoff, the owner of the Bunny Ranch in Nevada, and a man who personally knows Bill Clinton. In fact, Hoff photographed Clinton with two of his Bunny Ranch girls at a charity event in Los Angeles in March of last year. I asked Hoff if, with multiple trips to Little St. John Island, if there is any way that Bill Clinton was not aware of these underage girls.
I don't believe it's possible. It's amazing that this happened and came to light. And I don't think Bill Clinton would ever want to be involved with an underage girl. But the fact that it's happening in front of his eyes and that the Secret Service guys didn't do something about it is shocking.
You can cut that off right there. In the beginning of this clip, what you guys heard was MSNBC Morning Joe. It was Joe Scarborough. As Mika Brzezinski looked straight down without even looking up at the camera the whole time, basically, he spoke. And what you got to hear, and this should be a resounding an explosion that goes out across the Internet. Everyone should be talking about this. Joe Scarborough says, and I will quote, "I have been hearing about this for over a year and a half. I have to admit that this is kind of fuzzy for me because I don't hang out in New York circles, but journalists have been telling me for a year and a half. You are the mainstream media. You are tasked with bringing the people information by which they make decisions on who they support and who they don't. And a year and a half goes by where you know about this scandal, and you have evidence, and you have facts, and you let people like us get twisted and torn up like chum, being called all sorts of names while you sit because you're a little fuzzy about that, because you don't travel in those circles. This is exactly the mainstream media incompetence. This is the malfeasance that we have all been pointing to. MSNBC, Joe Scarborough, you ought to be absolutely ashamed of yourself tonight. There were women, there were little children that have been harmed, that have been hurt, that have been molested while you kept your mouth shut with your little fuzzy outside of New York circles mindset. In my opinion, people like that prostitute need to go to jail. I'm getting off my soapbox.
I couldn't agree with you more. I remember the day when Joseph Girl used to be a so-called conservative.
Yeah.
He's been so well bent. It's not even funny. That guy's anything but.
Folks, this is just the beginning of our reporting on Pizzagate. We're going to take a couple steps and see if I can create some redundancy here. We are in a new location and already having to move on to the next. Folks out there, I need you to hear me tonight. I personally need you to go to ResurrectTheRepublic.com or to go to RTRTruthMedia.com, and you need to click on PayPal and you need to back us up. I need your help tonight. I need you to send us a donation tonight. I can't tell you why. All I can tell you is, and I think John can back me up on this, I need to get some donations in within the next couple days. If I don't, we're going to have some problems. I want this story needs to be reported on. It needs to be reported on every radio show that will report on it. For everyone that has the wherewithal to do so, which we do here, and we will. I don't care if they pulled up in their black SUVs and put a gun against my head. You better pull the trigger, because I'm not shutting up. This is going to be told. It's going to be told to the American people. It's going to be published. It's going to be shared, and it's going to be spread from sea to shining sea. I need your help tonight. If you believe in what we're doing here, I need you to go to ResurrectTheRepublic.com, click on that PayPal, go to RTRTruthMedia.com or click on that PayPal, or call in RBN and figure out how to get us a check if you don't like dealing with online online stuff. Those of you who have sent me a couple checks, I've received a couple $25 and $50 donations, you have to fill my name out properly. If you don't, I can't deposit it. That is why your checks have not been deposited as a donation. So please call us. Make contact. You can contact me through rtrtruthmedia@gmail.com. If you want to do it that way, I'll converse with you via email, and I'll show you how to write via email so that it doesn't get wasted. I cannot make and stress this any more than I can right now. We need your backup. So, folks, we are going to be back tomorrow night. We're going to cut this short for tonight and see if we can get some redundancy going on here so that we don't have the interruptions, because we have a lot more information to share with you on this story and the other WikiLeaks revelations. This is Tom Lacovara Stewart, John O'Mesmer, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
You all have a good night.
God bless you. You need it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.